This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. In Nashville, Tennessee, there lives a young student named George Brosey. He's working as a volunteer for the Nashville Committee for Alternatives to War in Vietnam. Well, tell me some of your experiences in this committee and how you are helping.
When I was much younger, I thought in terms of feeding people, and really in kind of paternalistic terms, that I could do something that would benefit somebody else. And then I began thinking about why people were in a situation so that they needed to be helped. What was it about the whole society that left it with a great residue of people that needed help? And since that time, I've been mainly active in activities that have been more politically oriented, more oriented towards the society as a whole, which aim to eradicate the evils in society which make it necessary for service-type operations to continue.
You mean then, George, that you were not satisfied to bring food to the hungry, but you wanted to stop people from being hungry?
That's right.
Well, what are the alternatives to war in Vietnam?
Well, I think the most basic alternative to war is a peaceful social and economic approach. I'm very worried myself about the danger of totalitarianism in the underdeveloped world, but I don't see that totalitarianism can be defeated militarily. I think military actions are necessarily authoritarian, and they strengthen authoritarianism. And if anybody has a real desire to help people and yet expresses this desire through military means, through shooting and bombing, that he can't get across. That the United States should strengthen democracy through trying to make the governments in the underdeveloped world more democratic, and through trying to increase the social and economic strength of countries, especially in Southeast Asia. So I would say that the United States shouldn't support dictators in South Vietnam, which it has all along, and instead should support the people there through social and economic means and try to strengthen even revolutionary forces that are more democratic.
Why are young men like you so interested in this particular subject of Vietnam?
We're going to be a part of American foreign policy because we're subject to the draft. And so that makes us question its aims. Could American foreign policy be oriented more towards really helping people abroad than it is now?
Do you think you help your country by taking the attitude that you take?
Yes, sir. I think that all nations that have ever existed have always undergone many changes. I think that one can't become devoted to the idea that they're with their country right or wrong. Instead, they have to be devoted to the kind of ideals that their country stands for in its best light. And they have to question whether their country is really living up to the ideals that it preaches.
How do you feel about the fact that we live in the nuclear age?
It's really scary. I guess it's even more scary if you grow up in it than it is if this has just been a transition, because if it's been a transition, you kind of ignore the difference between nuclear weapons and other weapons. You say weapons have been developing all along. But if the first time you hear about weapons, you hear about weapons that can totally destroy the world, you see that it's necessary to avoid a nuclear holocaust, even if it means that you won't be able to save face in the traditional sense.
George Brosey, a student working in Nashville, Tennessee, as a volunteer for the Nashville Committee for Alternatives to War in Vietnam. This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.